Brings City Council meeting, its regular meeting on November 27th, 2023. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Sprinkle?
I'm here.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Mr. Marney?
I'm here.
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mayor Pruse?
Here. Would you please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
We are grateful for another opportunity to serve the City of Fairbanks and its citizens. May each member participating have a clear understanding of the issues, and may this Council's actions serve our community well. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Chard, would you please lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Madam Clerk.
We're at ceremonial matters.
Okay. Pizza box, my backside.
Do you need this here?
I do need that, thank you. Riker, will you please come up here?
Oh, you just have to really talk.
Angela, are you there?
I'm here, Mayor.
Well, Angela, it's with a sense of loss, but yet great attitude and appreciation that we stand before you today to recognize you and the number of years of work that you provided to the City of Fairbanks. As an individual, you contributed heavily to our success, to our wonderful workers here, and you were always a good hand in a storm when needed, and we so appreciated you. For nearly 9 years, Ms. Snow has served as HR director, and her dedication and professionalism and deep care for the city and the employees have left an indelible mark on our community. Her tenure has been characterized by her efforts to ensure work environment that fosters inclusivity, fairness, and growth, and her dedication to the well-being of professional department of the city employees has made notable impact to the overall progress of our municipality. As Angela embarks on the new chapter of her journey, we express our gratitude for her service, commitment, and dedication to the City of Fairbanks. On behalf of the City Council and the citizens of Fairbanks, we extend our heartfelt thanks and best wishes to her future. In recognition of her years of service, we present Angela and Riker with an inscribed gold pen. Here to accept it is Riker, and we congratulate you.
And we stand in honor of you. We love you, Riker.
But we miss you already. And again, you're a fantastic person. We wish you the best in your transition. You so deserve it, and our hearts are with you. Riker, God, you're a spitting image. You're big. Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Pizza boxes. Madam Clerk.
We are at citizens' comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item pertaining to city business that is not up for public hearing. The total comment period is 30 minutes, and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
Okay, first on our list, Ms. Jones, would you come up?
Testimony.
Yes, please state your name for the record, and you will have 3 minutes.
Thank you for this open forum. My name is Julie Jones. I am the executive director of Festival Fairbanks.
516 Second Avenue, downtown Fairbanks. I have three things I'd like to say tonight. First of all, happy anniversary, happy birthday, City of Fairbanks. You're 120 this month. We didn't talk about you much, but we love you, Fairbanks. Also, I heard that some people were excited about the light cylinders on the Veterans Memorial Bridge. I just want to let the public know that Festival Fairbanks is on the case and that we had them fixed last year. They were working well, but there's a switching problem in the ground where this little default switch gets a little surge and it switches itself off. And hired the electrician that's fixing that, so we're going to get those lights working for you guys. And then also would like to speak in favor of a public facility for restrooms at the Golden Heart Plaza. I think that bathrooms, and according to the Public Design Forum, public facilities, public bathrooms are a basic human need and a human right and a solution to many public health concerns. I know that some people think there might be a dirty place, but a nice little stainless steel unit that would be cleaned by a maintenance manager like my company would be well maintained, and we have been helping to clean the public the local plastic bathrooms that have been dropped off last summer, and we paid for them in the past as well, and so we're prepared and ready to clean those, and we think it's a much better solution than to have our employees cleaning up hazmat in the plaza, which we do frequently. We think that it's if you look on the internet, it is an urgent health crisis nationwide. Alaska does do a pretty good job on the report card of how many public facilities there are per 100,000 people, but we still have a long way to go. Last year, Golden Heart Plaza, just with scheduled lunch drop-offs, welcomed more than 7,000 people that were scheduled to come, and that's just a fraction of the people who visit the plaza. Those are the ones that are just getting dropped off for lunch. More than 7,000 people came down there and had to go find a bathroom, most of them, I'm sure, if they're partaking in a beverage or a sandwich, and then coming back to the cabin to wait for their bus. So we appreciate the facilities. I would like to see a nice cleaner facility like the Portland Loo would offer, and so I speak in support of that. It will serve our tourism, and we'll get a lot of credit for that with the local tourists who will remember that we have that facility. I have 7 seconds. I'm going to speak out against State Bill 150, the gaming thing that's coming up, because it's going to hurt a lot of nonprofits. So I just want you guys to look at that. Yes, sir.
Mr. Clayworth has a question for you.
How may I help you, sir? I really like this man, by the way. Much respect.
The what?
Bring it. Oh. Yeah, I'm ready.
So, you know, when we were researching them, we found the real key to it was constant maintenance, you know, somebody to oversee it and not neglect it. And like the newsminer did a good job at the reporting of the thing, but, you know, the best example I found was in Reno, where they actually had a former street person who was monitoring it twice a day and actually cleaning it out twice a day. I don't know if that would be necessary here or not, but you folks are ready to do that?
Absolutely. We have been checking the facilities 7 days a week. In the morning, they're cleaned and mopped. We have a cache of toilet paper. That's our biggest challenge, is that people will take toilet paper that they need. And we're happy to replace that with our own dollars, and we bring that that service. And we check on it throughout the day because we have a person stationed there to care for the plants and clean the facility and remove graffiti. And so we're checking it throughout the day, and if it needs extra maintenance, we provide.
And you prefer that to a traditional porta potty?
I think so, especially because when people are driving by, the location of the Portland Loo, and it has a nice sign that says public restroom, is not a big pink plastic thing right in front of the unknown first family statue. I mean, it's not sitting right in front of it, but it's on the street, and the safest place for them is in the central location in the plaza, and they're kind of an eyesore. in my opinion, even though they are a beacon of hope when you have to use the restroom.
So
there is that. But I think it would be much better to have a nice, clean stainless steel facility that can be easily washed down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for your opinion.
Ms. Sprinkle.
So should we put one in and accept the maintenance of it? I would love to think that our city would talk to your group to identify a good place for it, as opposed to just being surprised.
Oh, okay, yes. I do have a very specific idea because I know where all the water comes from and where all the drains are.
Right.
Yeah.
No surprises would be nice there. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, Julie, what was that bill number that you mentioned?
150.
Oh, SB 150 for the gambling. Yeah.
Thank you.
I should swing any back
other questions for any other questions for Ms. Jones? Thank you very much for your time.
How can we clone you? People don't realize all of the work that Julie does for our community. And so many things. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I hope to do it for many more years.
Thank you very much. I'm going to remind everyone, actually not remind, let everyone know that our internet system is down. Therefore, we do not have broadcast right now. And
we're not streaming, we're not broadcasting,
we're not doing it. We're not shut off before because of a bill. No. Next up, we have Victor Burbage. Mr. Burbage, please come up and state your name for the record, please. And you have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. My name is Victor Burbage. My address and name is on file. A week before Thanksgiving, 4 years ago, we lost one of our friends, Frank Turney, and I bet he wishes he could be here tonight to speak to the council and the mayor. So, rest in peace, Frank. I'll see you soon. Anyway, I guess it's probably been 6 weeks ago since I mentioned about the lights over there on this East Highway by Fred Myers. You know, there's at least 10 lights out. I drove by there recently, and I think possibly one light down by the old Arctic Bar on that side of the street, on the east side of the street, is working now. But the main three at the corner of Trainer Gate and the Stees, none of them are working. So I don't know. Is it best to just wait a few weeks and we'll be headed for spring and be getting our 8 minutes of light additional each day? And, you know, maybe lights can be repaired next summer when we don't need them. So, you know, and I just came in tonight and you got a couple lights out right here on Cushman, just north of Airport Road at the beginning of your Miracle Mile with all your special lighting and stuff that some years ago, when you spent a little over $10 million to do that little project. And part I'm missing there is, whatever happened to them nice tree pots? You know, I've seen a lot of them down at the Public Works down there on 23rd Street, but whatever happened to them? You know, did they go up to auction? Did the city council members take them home with them? Did the employees get them? You know, whatever happened to them? You know, if they're available, I'd like to get one for myself to put in my yard. So, and I was glad to hear someone else mention the need of a restroom. I haven't mentioned it for some time because the mayor has mentioned it about the porta parties that he is putting in place down there this year, and they were there, and he had indicated that they were possibly going to be building a restroom downtown this coming year, and hopefully they do. But, you know, do something for the public and the tourists. Help them out a little bit. And you guys keep up the good work and have a happy season. Thank you.
An update for you on the lights down there on the old Stace at Trainer Gate. They've had the parts on that whole system back ordered now for about a month and a half.
So and the other can lights?
It's supply chain stuff.
And the other lights?
The new ones on this side, I'll find out for you.
Yeah, well, there's
yeah, that whole
there,
that
was,
whole,
there was 10 of them in that whole row on both sides of the street
working. It's a system. It's a parts that basically operate that entire link. And according to the engineer, they've been ordered, and we're waiting for. We have Star Electric as our electrical contractor, and as soon as the parts get in, they'll be installing, and hopefully it's soon. So,
and let me just say that if somebody was really serious, they could get the parts probably overnight. You know,
I think is there
find an expediter? I've had machinery and equipment broke down in the mining season, and if you didn't get that part, you know, every day you miss is 1% of your season.
There you go.
And anyway, keep up the good work. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. There's no one else signed up, and we don't have anyone online available. Is there anyone in the public gallery here who would like to give public comment? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Madam Clerk.
We're at approval of agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Is there a second? Mr. Marnie, does any member wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Ms. Sprinkle.
I'd like to talk about
12B. Ms. Sprinkle. Well, let's not, because we don't have Mr. Ringstead here.
Oh.
And
all right.
let's share that with all members if we could.
If we can talk about it sometime.
That's our next one. Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Mr. Cleworth.
Mayor, I'd like to pull under new business 12A, ordinance 6267.
Certainly. Is there anything else? Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Madam Clerk.
So item B is not pulled, is that correct?
What's that?
Item B is not pulled, is that correct?
It is pulled. No, item B is not pulled. Item 12A is.
Okay.
But can I ask a question? We're not approving anything by not pulling it, right?
You're advancing it to a second reading.
Which means we can still talk to it.
Correct.
That's all I care about. Thank you.
The consent agenda advanced to the next regular meeting. Ordinance number 6268, an ordinance adopting the 2024 operating and capital budgets introduced by Mayor Prus. It approved the reappointments to the Permanent Fund Review Board, the reappointment to the Finance Committee, the appointment to the Fairbanks Diversity Council, and it accepted the Discretionary Fund Committee meeting minutes of January 11th, 2023. It also approved the revised 2024 City Council meeting schedule. We're returning to the top of page 2, special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following marijuana license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. I'll read the license number and doing business as names into the record. License 11053, True Dank. License 30593, Pipe and Leaf, Premium Alaskan Cannabis. License number 10112, Great Alaskan Bud Company.
Do I hear a motion to waive protest on the marijuana license renewal applications? Mr. Marnie, do I hear a second? Ms. Sprinkle, is there any citizen here wishing to speak on the marijuana renewal license applications? If so, please come forward, state your name and area of residence for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes to speak. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Council, discussion. Seeing none, council discussion is closed. Madam Clerk.
On the motion to waive protest on the marijuana license renewals, Mr. Cleaver?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Motion to waive protest on the marijuana renewal license application passes by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk?
We're at Mayor's comments and report.
Thank you. Well, we had two newspaper articles last week with some very, very fine people. And first, I'd like to recognize Chief Ragor. This is your final meeting of the City Council, and they had a very nice expose on you on your 28 years of service, and it's so appreciated. And we'll see you Thursday at what time? 11 o'clock or noon at the fire station for his Bon Voyage barbecue.
12 p.m.
Thank you. We also had a very nice article by Ms. Bryn Butler. And Bryn, would you come up here and give a report for the city, to the City Council, please? I know.
Okay, great. Okay, so a little bit of a housing update. So I've been officially almost at this job for a year, and I kind of wanted to give an overview of what's happened in housing and homelessness in that year and things going forward and numbers and things of that nature. So to date, I have entered 46 people into the homeless management information system. That means pretty much we found people out in encampments or people that have heard through words on the street that they can come and get assistance and put into HMIS, where we pull from the coordinated entry list and we're able to hopefully get Fairbanks' most vulnerable housed the quickest. Out of those people, I was just counting. We have a lot that have been housed. Like, you guys can't see that. But all of those little black dashes are ones that have been housed. Okay, I was not counting quick enough. I was trying to pull the report. Last month alone, we housed five different people in permanent supportive housing and in just regular rentals with a subsidy that is with a stabilization grant that's awarded through the Rescue Mission in Helping Alaska. I do weekly outreach to the camps and try to take information out or just a friendly face, and sometimes it's not taken as friendly faces, but I'm sure trying for the friendly face. We are in regular contact. It's not a team. What kind of a team? Anyway, I've been out on calls where we've been concerned about people that are homeless, and one individual didn't want to get help for a long time, and then I just asked him, and he said he would go, and that was great, right? I've been working with a couple council members trying to keep tabs on people that are homeless and not letting people fall through the cracks, and I think that there was I was really happy with an outcome that happened on Friday. An individual was Adult Protective Services took custody, I guess, and so I know he's not going to be out on the street freezing this winter. Contrary to the newspaper article, there's a new nonprofit called Hope Link, not Hope, whatever they called it. That's not what it is. It's Hope Link is a new nonprofit that are really interested in opening up the warming stations or shelter or warming something, so it'll be an overnight cold weather shelter. And they're making good headway, so that's good. I think there was a more concrete plan of a location that I saw come through my email this morning, and so there'll be another meeting with them tomorrow. And currently we added a button to the Fairbanks City website, which says report an illegal campsite, and those were words. See, we go from homelessness in two different aspects, like the social services, like let's bring people help. And then, you know, the police have the, you know, unauthorized campsites that, you know, some people have issues with, so they can report both to us. And hopefully the first person to go out and make contact is me with another community member. And Mayor and I do probably every 2 weeks, we go around and drive around to addresses and talk about problem areas or places that we thought we had cleared people out of, but I guess they came back. A couple of the abated properties that Ms. Sprinkle had worked real hard on. So we're working on that. And I'm staying in contact with all the other agencies that are providing housing. And I don't know what else. I think that's about it. Oh, wait. No, not it. Sorry. So a while ago, I came to you guys about the Ray of Hope application for the past due rental assistance. And we just got notification today from our funders that our application was approved.
Yay.
And so now we can start getting it out to citizens that need help. So we're pretty excited about that. That's it.
We're going to pause for a moment due to technical reasons.
It's okay.
Okay.
Hello, who's there?
This is Marcia.
Okay, please mute your line. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. Okay. And are there any questions for Ms. Butler now? Yes, Ms. Sprinkle.
Bryn, I don't know if this is something you can answer, but there was a gentleman that you helped, as did Julie. Are you allowed to give us an update on him?
Well, I don't get an update because I'm not really, I don't have HIPAA rights, so I can't just make people talk to me, even though I would like to be able to call and say, like, how's so-and-so? Unfortunately, that's just not the case.
Okay. We haven't seen him, though.
No,
right?
We have not seen him. And I think that that is good
news.
It's
a good thing. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And congratulations. Great article in the paper.
Thank you.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, I don't know if you hear this enough, but thank you. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Ms. Rogers.
Well, I'm regularly, I say great job to you. Ever since I first met you, you've been a wonderful addition to every program in the whole community. You've got your antenna out there all over the place. And you do everything with efficiency and a smile. I can't say enough good things about you. One of the things at different meetings that I'll be attending where Bryn is there, and perhaps she's in another room and she's helping, we're having these tech problems and whatnot, or just the fact that somebody said something and whatnot, where she comes in from the other room with the answer to the problem and, you know, the material and whatever. You just caught on only to find a block that is pretty good.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you.
Mr. Cleworth.
Yeah. Kudos, Brent, on the article. That was neat reading. Way to start a morning.
I agree. I didn't anticipate it being on the front page. So,
just a question for you. If you're working with someone that's a prior felon, done their time, did everything, does that inhibit them from some of the opportunities that you have that you can afford to them?
No, I think actually, if anything, it gives more access to resources. Like if they are reentrants from the state of Alaska, and depending on whenever they were released, they have reentry funds that are available to them and agencies that can help with that. But normally the only thing that would deter like housing or whatnot is if you have an open case that you haven't served time on yet, because landlords really don't want to put you in an apartment. And if there's a possibility that you could have to abandon that property because you're going to have to go to jail. And so that would be where we try to work with the person. We got to get you sentenced or whatnot before, because sometimes that's hard. You don't want to burn that bridge with that landlord either.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions for Ms. Butler? Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Also, we have Chief Dupe here, and I want to thank Chief Dupe and recognize the promotions that he has given. And of that, we have Caleb Reuter and Stephen Hancock being promoted to the rank of sergeant. And we have officers Jason Pace and Myra Reyes becoming detectives. So little by little, they're going up. Isn't that right, detective? With a smile. Anyway, again, Chief Dupuy, thank you very much for your hard work and bring people along. We are losing one detective in April, so we're filling the ranks and getting the back order filled very well. Finally, Mr. Burbage did bring up Frank Turney, and in December, Frank always asks us to have a Bill of Rights time frame. We'll be doing that at our December 11th meeting, a Bill of Rights reading. We'll have a cake here with it. But I might do something a little bit different in regards to the people who read the Bill of Rights, looking at a little bit of diversity, maybe. It'll be a good group of people. We'll figure it out as we go. That is my report, Madam Clerk.
Right, council member comments, and I apologize for a little bit of the background noise. We do have a line, a phone line running for folks to join as a workaround, so there may be just a little bit of interference here and there, but I appreciate your patience.
Mr. Marnie, we'll start with you, sir.
Well, I hate to see Angela go. I got to know her my first term. I understand why she had to go. I just, we all hope that it doesn't, one day doesn't happen to us, that we have to take care of our folks and move. And I really want to thank Chief Ragar for his 28 years. I've got to know him a little bit, too. I hate to see him go because I think he was the man for the job and the time frame. So I hate to see two people that I term friends go. Thank you.
Ms. Tidwell.
I would echo that about the chief. I definitely feel like he was the man for the job, and sorry to see him go. I think he did a lot of things for firefighters here at the city of Fairbanks and for the city in general. I'm excited for his new adventure for himself, but hopefully whoever we get in there will fill those giant shoes. So good luck.
Thank you. Mr. Clearworth.
I don't know if Angela is still listening, but thank you very much for the years of service that you had, Angela. She, on your list of duties that she performed, oftentimes she would act as the chief of staff at the city as well when Mike was not available. And she did a good job, firm, and on top of it. I appreciate that, so I wish her the best. And Chief Ragar, where's her pizza box for him?
That's Thursday at 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And we're having barbecue, not pizza.
I first got to know the chief years ago when I was mayor and we negotiated with the fire department. And if you've never negotiated a contract, they're not the most fun thing in the world. And with the fire department, it was always particularly difficult. But I always kind of hoped that he would be a part of that group because he has a sense of humor, which I always appreciated. Yeah, because at times it sometimes gets tense, but I just liked having you at the table. I don't know if I ever told you that or not, but I appreciated that. And I appreciate your dedication to the city after all these years. And I wish you the best over there across town. Hope things go well or as you envision there, and wish you the best in you and your family. So thank you.
Ms. Rogers.
Well, I'm going to repeat a lot of the comments here about both of the persons that we're speaking here. Angela is one of those persons that I met the very first day that I was appointed to the Diversity Council back in 2014. And I couldn't have been introduced to someone who had a better understanding and more information on any topic of anything that was requested of her. And on top of that, she did it all just in as if it was just snapping fingers. I mean, she took care of so many things. And you're right, Jerry, about she stepped in on other positions. She was such a empathetic person. I heard a story about her once several years ago that she was probably the only person that they knew of, and that's why they were expounding about it, was that she'd had to let someone go. And the conversation ended with that person giving her a hug. Now that's really, really a successful conversation. And Angela is deserving of all sorts of hugs from different people for various reasons. She did so many things for so many people. And with the Diversity Council, she was one of the steering engines of everything that happened, however it happened. She made sure that everyone got heard and that respect was part of all the discussions in the room. And I truly, truly, miss her in so many ways, in addition to all of the work that we did together. We had great fun times also, like being at the parade and passing out ice cream to people. I mean, she knew how to enjoy her life and bring special joy to other people's life. And I'm really, really missing her. I want to say comments about Scott. And Scott, I don't know nearly as well as perhaps other people do. However, there he is, out there smiling. That's what I was going to say. That's my memory of Scott, is that his smiling face out here in the room. And the really, really good communication that you brought to everything, and how you explained very complex situations many times quite simply in a way that made it easy for everyone to be on board with the same thoughts. And you mentioned to us that you're not going that far down the road, right? So you can be involved with some of the things that we're doing here. I expect to see you back a time or two, because when I'm done with City Council, which is next October, I'm going to be back here. So I'm going to invite you to come with me. How's that? There's lots of work for us to do in our spare time. We respect and admire you very much, and we're going to miss you.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Sprinkle.
Wow, it's a lot to follow. I didn't know Angela very well. I must say I was kind of late to that, but I will hope that she's good luck taking care of her folks, and that Ohio takes care of her. So that good luck on that, Angela. And as far as Scott goes, that's my first real goodbye, because I felt like I did get to know him pretty well. He's hiding from me, but I'm just going to say I will not say goodbye. I will say see you around, as you're someone who likes to be liked, as for our community likes you, so, and I'm sure your men will miss you. But we've got a new person stepping in, I think will be awesome as well. So good luck and congratulations. That's it.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sprinkle. Madam Clerk.
We're at unfinished business, item A, ordinance number 6265, an ordinance to accept Board of Adjustment duties from the Fairbanks North Star Borough to hear and decide appeals of certain land use decisions for land located within the city of Fairbanks. This was introduced by Mayor Pruse and council members Cleworth, Rogers, Sprinkle, Tidwell, Marnie, and Ringstad. Second reading and public hearing.
Council, do I hear a motion to adopt ordinance 6265? Mr. Cleworth, is there a second? Ms. Sprinkle. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on ordinance number 6265? If so, come up forward, state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Council discussion. Mr. Cleworth.
Well, this is a neat ordinance. I didn't know if I'd ever see it happen, actually, but I just got to thank those on the Borough Assembly who went ahead and did this and gave it another shot, and it was successful the last time through. When this incident happened back in 2016, the council was upset, but more so was the staff of the city, I remember, engineering, public works, and people, because they had strong feelings about some of the appeals that have come our way over the years, and they were right. They had the knowledge of some of those incidences where I think that went beyond the Planning Commission or the Borough Planning Department. So I thought it was a vehicle for appeal that worked well. I'm just happy to see it, and I don't think we'll be getting anything real soon, hopefully, but when we do, I think it's coming to the right body. Thank you.
Anyone else? Ms. Rogers.
I just want to say that this is the reality of working together. We talk about working together a lot, and it many times doesn't transpire, and this is working together.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I just want to say thank you, Jerry, for spearheading this. I think this really makes sense, and I think in the long run it will help both bodies, so thank you for doing that.
Mr. Marnie.
Ditto.
Ms. Tidwell. To conclude, I've often thought that the best government is the most local government for citizens. And what this does is this puts an item directly back into the most local government, the city, which oversees the city and what happens. I think it's the right thing to do. Mr. Cleworth, I so appreciate your patience and stalwartness in getting this accomplished. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Me, you, and June were here when it happened, and it just wasn't right. So hopefully it comes back. Thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to adopt Ordinance 6265, Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ordinance 6265 passes by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
Item B of unfinished business, ordinance number 6266, an ordinance establishing a hiring incentive bonus program for the recruitment and hiring of first-time law enforcement officers at the Fairbanks Police Department, introduced by Mayor Pruse. This is second reading and public hearing.
Do I hear a motion to adopt item 6266? We also have a substitute or proposed substitute. Mr. Cleworth.
Move to adopt.
Do we have a second? Have a second. Is there a motion to substitute?
Move to substitute.
Is there a second? Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there anyone in the public wanting to speak on behalf of this? If so, please come up. You'll have 3 minutes and state your name for the record. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Discussion, Council. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll? I'm sorry, Ms. Rogers. I apologize.
I just wanted to say thank you, Mayor, for your thoughts on this in the beginning stages, and I appreciate where it's transpired here. Thank you.
And also, in return, I'd like to thank the council for your involvement on every aspect of the police and trying to get it fixed. This has been a complicated journey, but I think we've done it right. And we saw the hole here. The hole was people not transferring over, but maybe this one to join and giving them a bonus and giving Keel Soden more tools to recruit and get qualified officers. And they did a board exams about a week and a half ago. And sounds like there's some very, very good potential recruits. They may be coming our way, both going to Sitka and transferring in. So, but we will see. I thank each of you. We've all really stepped up here. Thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Before we take the roll to adopt, was there any objection to the substitution?
No, there was not. Seeing none.
On the motion to adopt ordinance number 6266 as amended, Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ordinance number 6266 is passed with a 5-0 vote. Madam Clerk.
Moving on to new business, one item was pulled there, item A. That's ordinance number 6267, an ordinance amending the 2023 operating and capital budgets for the fourth time, introduced by Mayor Pruse.
Mr. Cleworth, you pulled this.
Yeah, I move to advance.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Mr. Cleworth.
The reason I pulled this is on page 7 under the capital fund, I would actually like to propose an amendment. During the budget cycle, we talked about two new pieces of equipment for public works, and I think we left it a bit dangling, if I remember right. But the truck with snowplow, I think, was eliminated from that. I would actually like to go ahead and move to amend the capital to fund the truck with the snowplow, which is $84,000, into this year's budget, funded by the capital fund.
Is there a second? Ms. Rogers, discussion? Ms. Sprinkle, you have a perplexed look.
I thought this was just amending what we've been through. You're adding in new equipment with that?
Yep.
And that, I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
What he's doing, this is our amending our budget right now. And you can add, subtract, that's what we're doing.
So this is like almost Christmas time, little gift.
If you want, it's the Black Friday shopping.
It's Cyber Monday. I see.
There you go.
So, sorry, may I finish?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, what I'm hearing Jerry say is, we didn't say yes to the snowplow, but we are now.
We exited out of the 2024 budget.
Correct.
And what Jerry's doing, he's putting it back in from capital.
I gotcha.
In the 2023 budget.
Okay, I like that. Okay, very good.
Any other discussion? Mr. Marnie.
Well, I'd like Mr. Cleworth to expound on this.
When we talked about this during the budget cycle, we had talked about two items, remember, and I think one of them is still in there. But it was a funding source. Originally, it was going to be coming out of the general fund for next year. And then we talked about, no, let's take it out of the capital fund. Anyway, it just was left dangling. And I thought, you know, there's no reason we can't take care of it now. It doesn't even need to be a part of next year's budget. We have extra funds towards the end of the year. Why not just do it on this year's budget, and it won't affect next year's? That's all.
I had Ms. Tidwell.
I remember when we were discussing it during the budget conversations, that was one of the things that that the director said, like, they're fine for now and they can make do with what they have. And I feel like if we have extra money, the problem they have over there is keeping their personnel, and I would prefer to let them operate with the equipment that the director feels they're good with. And maybe work on something different.
Well, actually, this was in the capital budget. Your director came in and asked to change out something because something broke. This is not taken from monies from the operational side, so this will not affect any operational funding in any way, shape, or form. It's on the capital side. So this does not hurt any additional funding that you may wish to put in the future for operations. is the capital. So, and in the mixture of the moment, I believe I failed to really explain that to you. It was a very emotional time with Mr. Cotter. And so I didn't explain to you that the funding would not do anything of taking away anything you want to do in the future for public works. This is a separate bank account that you actually cannot use for that. Ms. Sprinkle.
I tend to remember things, but I hope this is right, that I think it was Jeff, said that once ordered, it may not come in right away. At least we'd get it paid for now. But also what I loved was that it was going to be a local purchase, so that money would stay in the city and would make somebody a better Christmas somewhere down the road. So I'm happy for this. I like this idea.
Yeah. I'd spoken to Mr. Clearworth about it and about putting it back at our next meeting in Capitol. But Mr. Clearworth, being the wizened one, he beat me to it, and here it is, and I like it even more. I learn from him every day. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Could Mr. Clayworth repeat the amendment?
Just to amend the capital fund under public works for $84,000 for a truck with a snowplow under expenditures.
All right. Okay, on that motion...
The amendment.
For the amendment, yes. Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Clayworth?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
The amendment passes by a vote of 5-0. Any other further discussion on the motion to advance? Mr. Clayworth?
Thank you, Mayor. Not an amendment here, but we talked briefly about the platform and the upgrades for the backup platform to the tune of $225,000. I think we're going to, before this is adopted formally 2 weeks from now, we're going to have another work session. Is that correct? Okay. I guess I would just ask.
Ms. Clayworth?
Actually, are we, I think we have to cancel that one.
We did.
Yeah.
Now, we're all going to be down in Anchorage at AML.
Okay. That's okay. What I would ask for is maybe to take another look. My memory is platforms are about $1.5 million. Am I close? Thanks, Scott. And so, I mean, the only way we can afford them is by, budgeting so many dollars each year. That's what we do with engines and things like that. And my concern is, I was looking at next year's budget was this year's budget. We're only going to be carrying forward about $300,000 or somewhere in that area, if I remember right. But what is the age on the platform we have now? So
it's 13 years of its what we consider a 20-year life cycle.
So we're in the 13th year?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I am not a fan of pouring money into old equipment. Especially when these things become obsolete after about 5 years, and then it becomes hard for you to find parts. Maybe this one's been better than our experience with the ones in the past, but I'm just wondering if we should use this fund not for the upgrades, but to start more aggressively. Put capital in there for that big expense. If we don't get a grant, we're on our own. So.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you to second think this, and by maybe in 2 weeks here, we could just reallocate it to start looking for a new platform instead of funding.
And I guess my recommendation would be either have Jeremiah Record come over. I mean, he'll be the expert on whether we should keep it or repair it. And, his decision was to repair it. So,
okay.
But, as the chief shop foreman, he'll have the best input on the difficulty of, lifespan of an older rig, and we do have the problem that it is an out of business company, But when we sat down with everybody and Jeff Jacobs submitted him, the decision was the best plan now was to have it fixed. So okay. I'd recommend inviting him to the meeting, and he'll be the best.
That's a good idea. Okay, I didn't realize he was a part of the conversation there. So, okay, thank you. Well, good question, Sue. No, I think it could be at the council meeting itself. I mean, what's your recommendation, Mayor?
My recommendation is to fund it for the $225,000. We've been through it. We've looked at that. And it has a 7 to 10 year life cycle left, but it needs improvements now. And this will do that.
And a rebuild of the ladder could extend that life out longer for the, you know, from past that 20 years.
Also, I'm trying to keep agenda items off our December 11th meeting because it is two budgets there, one to pass, the one we're talking about right now that we'll discuss. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a lot of discussion on our annual budget. As Ms. Sprinkle wanted to do something, I'm sure Mr. Clearworth wants to do something, I'm sure Mr. Ringsted will want to do something. We want to readdress mm-hmm. things, and that's going to be a longer meeting. So we've had this discussion prior, and this was recommendations. And
I can talk to the folks before that anyway, so that'll be fine. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on ordinance number 6267 before we vote to advance with amendments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Sprinkle? Yes.
Mr. Cleaver?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ordinance 6267, as amended, passed by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
We're at written communications to the City Council. Item A, the appointment of the Fairbanks Fire Chief.
What I will need is I will need a motion with a second
motion.
Or concurrence.
I will motion to move this forward, please.
Second, Mr. Clearworth. This appointment for the appointment of the Fire Chief. And any discussion on it? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Barney?
Yes.
Mr. Clayworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
I give both congratulations and condolences. The vote passes by a vote of 5-0. Congratulations, Chief Cacaro. Madam Clerk?
We're at committee reports and council member comments.
Ms. Tidwell.
Nothing to report.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, committee-wise, this coming Friday at 5:30, we're going to have our discretionary fund committee presentations for the grant. I look forward to that. And tomorrow, or actually Wednesday, I'll attend the Explore Fairbanks executive, well, their board meeting is at this Wednesday. And that's it. Thank you.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I will be attending the Chena Riverfront Commission meeting this Wednesday, so stand by.
Ms. Rogers.
The opioid meeting, which happens monthly on the last Wednesday of the month at 10 o'clock, is coming up here in the next couple of days. Also, on the 30th, a barrage of meetings. Bryn's meeting for Fairbanks Housing and Homeless will be from noon to 1, and also from noon to 3 is a Behavioral Health Coalition, Community Coalition. So I'm going to be dashing between a couple of them there. That's it for this week.
Mr. Clayworth.
Thank you, Mayor. I got a phone call from a lady, and she wanted me to bring up something at the city council, something I guess I was unaware of. But a lot of the local airlines that serve the bush have what they call a no-fly list for certain individuals. And so they cannot go back to the village because they have possibly been caught trying to get alcohol in or whatever they were caught for. And she was concerned. It says that they're making Fairbanks the dumping ground for these people, but I never thought about that, because if they can't go back or return to their home, then they're obviously going to be in Fairbanks. And I said, I've never heard that discussed by the city. I imagine the police probably are more aware of it than I am. But I don't know if it's something we need to, you know, look into or not, but it is. It'd be kind of like us buying one-way tickets to send people to another community, which I have a real problem with. And I know cities do that. And so I bring that. I guess I'm just looking for any input from staff or somebody that has thoughts on that.
If I could interject, my thought is I did not know that, but I believe that Mr. Char's office will be reviewing that, and I'll be giving the different carriers a call, and I find that almost disgusting that they're using Fairbanks as a dumping ground. And I'm glad you brought that up, and I will be investigating that personally.
Yeah. Well, she appreciates that. Yeah. I'll keep her anonymous. But and I have one of her favorite subjects on a particular house on Fifth Avenue. I know that the street was tore up and the water was supposed to be hooked up, but apparently it never was. Do we know the reason why?
Yeah, they didn't pay Golden Heart Utilities bill.
Okay.
Correct, Ms. Sprinkle?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm still puzzled. Why we don't have plywood on the doors, but whatever. Okay. I thank you for that update. I appreciate that.
Ms. Rogers, you had something else?
I just wanted to add to the comments that Mr. Cleaver just made, in addition to the person who called and others, that they would be happy to hear this comment, yes. But I think that the persons who are being caught in this realm of turmoil are going to glad also, because not everybody has necessarily deserves to not be able to go back to their home. I think that's the outrage that I'm finding.
Exactly.
And so
thank you for saying that.
I think there's probably going to be a whole lot of families that are really glad to hear this.
Thank you very much. Under written communications to the council, under item D, appointment to the Diversity Council, thank you for approving Marsha Oss. And as of today, Diversity Council is filled except for one position, and that is the appointment from the Fairbanks North Star Borough. So we are full, and hopefully they start having their quorums with the meetings. And it's a very good group. Thank you. Madam Clerk.
I'll just take an opportunity to say it's been a great pleasure to work with Chief Ragor and with Ms. Foster Snow. And I just wanted to wish them both well this evening. Does the city attorney have anything to report?
I would echo those comments. And as always, thank you for the service to the community.
Okay.
Oh, we're at executive session. Go ahead, Mayor.
Okay. We're going to go into executive session. Mr. Clearworth, do you have our statement going in?
Mayor, I move we go into executive session, discuss two items. One, Fairbanks Firefighters Union labor negotiation strategy, and two, Roberts versus City of Fairbanks et al. Settlement discussion.
We're adjourned. We'll reconvene in executive session in 5 minutes.
Second?
Ms. Tidwell, second? Seeing no... Whatever. Yada, yada, yada. Mr. Clearworth, you want to bring us out of executive session?
Yeah. City Council met in executive session, discussed the two items in the original motion. No formal action was taken.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
No.
Is there a second?
No.
Jerry, is there a second? Any objection? We are adjourned.